Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
ExtendoCast!
Woo! That's the sound of the horn!
Oh, that's the sound of the beer!
Welcome to an all-new ExtendoCast!
Kawhi Leonard signs an extension for three more seasons.
Did you know this was going to happen today?
All in the dome.
Is this all a surprise?
All a complete surprise.
Oh my gosh, what a fun surprise. I didn't even know that this was like, it was in the realm of possibility.
I'm freaking out. Because he had the player option.
They sign him to a three-year extension.
Yes.
Taking him into the year 2027.
All three.
On the night that he and Norm Powell play their former team.
Championship winning
with
team.
With which they won a ring.
The chip.
The Toronto Craptors.
The Toronto.
By the way, Raptors. You travel quite well. Tons of very respectful Raptor fans there tonight.
Oh, I don't hate a Raptor fan.
No, I don't. They're a great fan.
We passed two Raptors fans, and I said, "You the North."
And they said, "We certainly are, fair gentlemen."
They said, "Yeah, we are. Would you like some syrup?"
They're not Swedish.
Would you like some syrup and some more Sin Golden?
So we get three more great years of Kawhi Leonard.
All dome.
P.S. He clearly came out the gate.
Best player in basketball.
Choosing to show us why he got his $152.4 million or whatever it is. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. He was amazing from the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
And as Paul George kind of stumbled out the gate, only 4 points in the first half, although he finished with 29 points. That's 29. He finished with 25 second half points.
4 points in the first half.
25 in the second half.
29 total points.
Yeah,
it
amazing.
It was a close game until the fourth quarter.
But Kawhi Leonard, 10 of 18, 50% from three, 7 of 7 from the free throw, 7 assists. I mean, really great night.
How many assists for the beard? At least 9 that I can count.
Oh my gosh, 11.
Bingo!
Double for James Harden.
Fear the beard.
Double.
Fear the beard.
And also a double for Zubats. So you gotta
What was that little notification? Bidops.
Just some weird stuff that I don't even know. I don't know all the notifications that come through the phone. But there was a moment deep in the fourth quarter where Zubats and Terrence Mann were perfect also.
Oh gosh.
And Mann finished perfect.
Oh, 5 for 5?
Mann finished 5 for 5. 3 for 3 from three.
When man hits double digits, we're something like 10-1, possibly 11-1.
Hard to beat us.
We do not lose
when
Terrence Mann gets double digits.
Yeah.
And you taught me on this show, Clipcast. Hi, I'm Chris Kawild, signing a three-year extension here to Clipcast.
Oh, yeah. We haven't introduced ourselves.
And with me, as always, is Burbank Hank, Henry Dittman.
It's me.
Pride of Burbank.
Straight from the Pride of Burbank.
Toot your own horn. So here's the deal. Three more years of Kawhi, you love to see it.
You love it.
Three domers. And now we're seeing what I called last Clipcast, pure Kawhi. The man has only lost one game since November. It was versus the L Word.
Oh, you've got a theory. I don't like it.
Well, I'm here to tell you my theory, Clipper Nation. Take a look at the Clippers. With Kawhi Leonard since November, they have won every single game except for one.
The Lakers.
Who have LeBron James. They're top 75 all-star, preeminent all-star buddy.
Sure, he's fine.
So James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Kawhi Leonard, and Paul George, those four guys, I guarantee you they're all buddies with LeBron. I guarantee you they're friends.
Yeah, sure, probably. They're great players, sure.
Isn't it odd that all four of those guys, good friends of LeBron, had a bad night, had an off night, all of them.
Well, just say what's your theory?
I think they threw it. I think they gave them that game.
Respectfully.
I think they gave them that game.
My best friend.
Oh, thank you.
You are an idiot.
Oh, agreed.
If you
A confirmed idiot.
Threw it. So you
I think they threw it.
You think Zubats put up, what was it, 15? Or he put up 20 and 17?
I don't think Zubats was in on the throwing.
He wasn't in on
it.
So he was trying as hard as he could and frustrated with the guys the whole time. Like, why
Harden played horribly. Kawhi played weirdly bad. PG was off. Russ was off.
Russ was shooting when he shouldn't have.
Because they
TBH.
Like, because the LeBron James's L words needed it. They needed it, and we didn't.
They needed it to get from 10th to 9th.
They are something. They're so bad since they won the stupid NBA Cup, and you love to see it. Meanwhile, we're great. We're the best home team in all of sports in Los Angeles.
You know who else is bad? As long as we're talking about other teams, these Golden State Warriors, they're 12th. And my understanding from our Cub reporter on the streets, Brian Krasner. Who watched the game said that they lost by 30-something and the fans were booing them.
On ABC. On ABC Network television.
That's unconfirmed, and we don't fully trust the Cub reporter, Brian Krasner.
I trust the Cub, Brian
Krasner. I trust
him, too.
He watches a lot of sports.
So the best team at home in Los Angeles, 20 games. 20 games they've played at the Crypto.com Arena as the home team. Guess what their record is at home in 20 games?
The Clippers?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess 15 and 5.
16 and 4.
That was going to be my guess. It felt too optimistic.
16 and 4.
Oh, boy.
Meanwhile, the L word, not as good. 13 and 6.
Man, for all the times
that
Lakers fans like to say, well, this is our building. By the way, it's not. It's the Kings building, and you lease it just like the Clippers do.
That's right.
How well do you think the
How
well do you think they're going to do minus 50 home games of basketball a year? Do you think that they can find 50 concerts to put into that venue?
They're going to have to. They're going to have
to. What about the days where there's two games, and now there just will be one? Suckers. So you're gonna be sad when we're gone. Haters.
I told you that the LA Clippers are the best team in Los Angeles at home. Guess what the stinking LA Kings home record is?
What?
7 wins, 7 losses, and 5 ties, eh?
Oh my gosh, hockey
and
soccer are weird.
We the North, yeah.
Remember a couple seasons ago, you don't watch a ton of football. There was a game that ended in a tie.
Lame.
And everyone was walking around the next day looking at each other like the world didn't make sense anymore. But literally, the quarterback who lost the game said, I didn't know NFL games could end in a tie.
Well, do you remember the NBA game that ended in a tie?
No!
Because it never happened.
Because it's dumb.
Because it's idiotic. And I'm a known idiot.
Have your little shootouts and then have another shootout. They're fun.
So, we look great. We've lost only one game in the year of 2024.
We look great. Terrence Mann came out.
Oh,
on
cooking,
fire. Did you score the first 5 Clippers points for Terrence Mann, I believe?
Absolutely. Certainly 5 out of 7. And I kept telling you, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George just want to try to match Terrence Mann's point total.
Yeah, they needed to.
He was great. Kawhi was great.
Tice intangibles. Intangibles for Tice. Yes, 4 rebounds is good. Yes, 1 block is good. Yes, 1 assist to 1 turnover is good for his position. But Tice is an energy guy. I can guarantee you, everybody loves Tice. They all love to be with him. He is a dog.
All right, so here's the deal. Don't look at the stats.
Oh, I won't.
Just the eye test. You were at the game tonight. We were in the building. We moved seats at halftime. Mm. We had a blast. Mm. Just from your memory, from your experience, who is Hank's player of the game tonight in the Clippers W versus
Toronto? Kawhi Leonard. It's Kawhi Leonard with a bullet. Are you kidding me? It's Kawhi Leonard because he signed to his 3-year contract. It's Kawhi Leonard because of his 29 points. It's Kawhi Leonard because when Paul George got his, sometimes happens for Paul George, slow start.
Right.
Kawhi was on fire and on both ends of the court with an early block, with a great dunk.
Ooh,
like
thunderous.
Just amazing
PG had
tonight.
A great dunk.
He did
PG
have a great dunk.
Had a great dunk.
He had a great dunk. We had some great alley-oops. We had some great threes, but it's Kawhi Leonard as Hank's player of the game. 100%.
Well, as Chris Kawhi,
please don't do this. It's my one
who
thing.
Just signed a 3-year extension for Clipcast. I just signed it today for 153.
Your Majesty.
153 Canadian euros. I'm going to get 153 Canadian euros for the next three seasons of Clipcast, and I'm looking forward to it.
Nice.
So my Chris Wilds, Hank's player of the game, and with all due respect to Kawhi signing a three-year bonus, with all due respect to Kawhi serving his former team, the team that he got a chip for, the team that will probably retire his number with good reason, even though he's only there 1 year. They should definitely retire his number in Toronto, I think. Well, but I'd say Chris is Hank's
McGrady, right?
Player of the game tonight. I agree. Kawhi Leonard.
Great. You don't get to say that. That's my thing, and I hate you for it.
How many guys in double digits? Did we get the Chris Wild six-pack?
We did get it. Why don't you tell me who got the six-pack?
Oh, is this great? Oh, okay. All right, okay. Chris Wild six-pack, guaranteed. Paul George.
Yes. Ding, ding, ding.
Kawhi Leonard.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Terrence Mann.
Ding, ding, ding.
James Harden.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Ivica Zubac.
Ding, ding, ding.
Norm Powell.
Yeah.
Ding, yeah, ding, ding. Ding, baby!
And you only feel bad for the Clippers players because you know that they prefer
to
the Hank Dittman's drinkers half dozen.
You got to work on the title. You got to work on the title. You got to work on the title.
Hank Burbank Hank's Chris Wilde six-pack.
It needs work. I got to be honest, because I've signed for three more seasons of Clipcast.
Well, okay? I got three seasons to figure it out.
Oh, so by my third season that I just signed my new contract for, you'll finally figure out the name of Baker Hanks, six and a dozen half ocho papa.
That's pretty good.
Poo-poo pee-pee.
That's pretty
Not
good.
Not as good. Not as good.
That is pretty
153.
Good. 153. No, you can just tell that the players feel really shorted that it was only six players in double digits.
We are so good.
Oh, we're so good.
We, last time we talked, we thought we would go 3-0. We went 2-1. We've only lost one game in 2024. We've only lost three games as a team since November. Kawhi Leonard has only lost one game since November.
Low attendance. By the way, low attendance tonight. Even the what's the super fan section? Is it 214?
Ooh,
it used to be 214.
It's one. It's 114.
By the way.
Oh no, you're right. No, it's 214. Excuse me. It's 214.
Best fans in the building. They 208? They were only half or
it's 208.
Two-thirds attended, although they're mighty. Small but mighty. They were great. But
first
it was
half was only a third of them.
Very low attended game in general, and even still, the Clippers.
What was our old section? Was it 205?
And the crowd fired up. Yeah. We were 214.
At first.
Then 205.
Right.
No, not 214 at first. That was our second section.
213.
213, then 214.
And then 205 forever.
205 forever.
So
with
the
Steve.
Crazy fans are either 207 or 208.
Oh, that was over right by there
205.
Next to us.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they were still amazing. But just to say, like, we looked over there and it was, like, only the front half of the section had people in it. That's what the stadium was like tonight. I don't know what that is. Wednesday night?
I was on Locked On Clippers, like, Twitter video or something. Maybe
I was
YouTube.
Back there for a moment and then I got out of there because I wanted to eat my chips.
I was a guest tonight.
Okay. I unzipped my jacket and showed my jersey and then walked off.
I unzipped my pants and showed my Chuck the Condor's nose.
Oh, my gosh. His nose is uncomfortable to look at.
It's problematic. It's problematic.
It's not great. Like, who designed it? There's not someone who designs mascots.
A dirty bird.
There should be a person in the design team who goes, hey, okay, we got this logo all figured out. We got this mascot all figured out. Hey, can we bring Tony in here to make sure it doesn't look like a wang?
Oh, how come that bird's got a wang for a nose?
Guys, his nose looks exactly like a donger.
Thank God we bring in Tony.
That's all he does.
He's a truther. He tells
that's
the
all
truth.
All he does. He's like, the Amazon logo looks like a wiener.
How about this one? Before the game, I see Brian Windhorst and Ohm chatting before the game.
Yeah.
And then after the game, we see Woj, Ramona Shelburne.
Fun.
And was it Windhorst?
I think it was Windhorst. But he was in casual wear, so I didn't recognize him at first. He was not in a
suit.
The
three of them doing a powwow.
Oh, they were getting...
And they were getting into it. I really wanted to eavesdrop, but I didn't.
You just stood there and just recorded with the microphone.
I shoulda.
Just stood there, and if they turned around and been like, Just a donkey.
Oh, this braying jackass couldn't record.
By the way, that is exactly how people describe you, as a braying jackass.
You couldn't possibly record.
Which, remember that review
with that microphone
on iTunes where they're like, these two braying jackasses.
Yeah, no, they were like Henry Dittman and co-host braying jackass, who just signed for 3 more years of Clipcast.
Oh, man, it's so good to win.
Big
we're now,
win.
We're now 11 games over 500. It was also, and I have to say this, it's a shift in our identity as well. I believe I had this. James Harden trade is working.
Yes.
Also, we had the lead. We lost the lead. It was a tight game the whole time. I had a great time watching the game. It was a very thrilling
back and forth
game.
For 3 quarters.
Then we were up 6 points. And then at the moment where the other team could have tied, it was James Harden who drained a shot. He is our guy when we need a bucket to fall.
Right.
He's the guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's the guy who doesn't get affected by the pace or the tempo of the game or the momentum of the game, whether it's
so
positive
good.
Or negative.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a moment tonight right there near the end where we, if they had made their shot, they were going to tie us.
Right.
And we stopped them, and then James Harden went right down to the other end of the court inside of 2 minutes, drained a three. Then we stopped them on a two. That was it. That was the end of the game.
We had a two-possession
lead. We're great.
Kawhi Leonard with a ferocious dunk through the defense.
But even with how lights out Kawhi was shooting.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Efficiency.
He's not the guy.
Pure Kawhi.
He's not the guy
I
am excited to shoot the final
shot.
It's
You're
Harden.
Not excited. I understand you think Kawhi isn't as clutch as Harden, but here's the beauty of it.
I don't think he is. Not from three. Not from three.
PG can hit that shot. Kawhi can hit that shot. James Harden can hit that shot. Norm Powell can hit that shot.
They all can, I agree.
And you and I were talking.
I'm just saying who I pick first, it would be Harden.
I get it, and I hear you. We said this during the game. The thing about the Clippers is their attack is relentless. They have the best starting five in the NBA. They have the most proficient finishing five with Zoo. Kawhi,
the starters plus
PG,
Norm, minus
Harden,
man plus
and
Norm.
Yeah. Right. So you and I are watching the game, and it's like, first off the bench is Russell Westbrook. And all that, you have to deal with that as the opposition. And all that energy and all that defense and all that
he's
guy with his foot on the
16,
gas.
16, 17 seasons, whatever it is, and he still is like he's on roller skates.
And then you get Norm Powell and Tice. After that, it's just relentless.
Relentless.
So you've got 8 guys that just will kill you. Plus, we're not even talking about Mason Plumlee. You know what I'm saying? We're not even talking about Busy Bones
Island. And even Amir Coffey.
Amir Coffey.
Amir
back
Coffey
in the rotation.
Was great
cooking,
tonight.
Cooking, baby. Cooking.
Really
he earned
great tonight.
It. He's back. We have 8 guys
and Coffey,
that'll
by the way,
kill
3 for 5 from the field.
Mm.
3 for 5. He ended with 6 points, plus 3 on the plus minus. Not a perfect stat, but in this case it is.
Perfect stat, perfect coffee. At one point he spilled on the floor.
Yes.
There was a coffee spill.
He's another
on
guy,
the floor.
Energy guy for us when we were getting a little stagnant right there near the end of the game.
Oh, yeah.
Just great.
All right, and now here's the deal. We're all happy. Great. We're 11 games over 500. This is the best we've looked in multiple seasons.
Gosh,
I said.
It seems like a blink of the eye ago that we were hoping we'd make 500.
Bro, all of last season, the best we did was 6 over. And the year before that, the best we did was, I think, 4 over. It was brutal. Yeah. It was 2 seasons of brutal
Kawhi Leonard,
mid-Clippers basketball.
Kawhi Leonard, less than a month ago, missed 2 games because of...
4 games.
Slight injury. 4 games because of a slight injury.
We went 2 and 2.
He just played a back-to-back.
Oh, yeah.
He just played 3 out of 4.
He's played in multiple back-to-backs this year.
But since the injury, played in a back-to-back is bigger.
But I got to tell you.
Oh, tell me, you son of a gun.
Before we stop the show.
But we're not about to stop the show.
We pull this show over.
Oh, boy.
I got
a good run.
Not the show, just this episode.
Oh, okay, good.
I signed for 3 more years, for God's sake. All right, so last game, you weren't there. And I'm telling you, this might be the best giveaway of all time. Here is your brand new.
Oh, you got it for me.
Clips hat.
You got
and
it for me.
And this is like,
this is
I'm
going
to describe this to the listener. Oh. It's like an 80s B-boy mesh trucker cap.
What have I been telling you I wanted since
navy
late
blue
last year?
With the white frame, whatever that's called. And it says in navy blue, Clips, which is what we call the Clips.
Clips. Oh, Clips.
all we want is just give me something that says Clippers or Clips or the logo.
Oh, that's nice.
And they gave us that Clips logo. The basketball is the dot in the eye.
Oh, it's good.
It is so dope. Let me turn the light on here. I don't know. We have to actually turn the
Vivid. No, you don't have to do it. I can see just fine.
But I think that might be the best.
I got a big
giveaway.
Dome. I got a big dome, but it's working.
I love trucker caps. I love.
I do too.
When the hat is blue and the where
what friend of the show Mike Delatta told me this is an ugly hat.
Oh my god!
He was at the game.
You have
and he was
to
like,
shut
I was like, get
up.
A hat.
This is two and episodes like, in a row. Where he was you like. Won't- Stop talking about Delatta.
He was like, it's ugly. I was like, what are you talking about? It's a free hat. It's a trucker cap. It's a great hat.
I think it's the best giveaway they've ever had.
Think it looks good on me? Doesn't look too small?
It looks great.
Oh,
it,
like it
looks great.
I'm right at the edge of the sizing of it. My big fat
What's this
head.
Part of the hat called where your forehead is? Do you know?
The foreheadium.
The foreheadium. The front of the cap
crown?
Is white with a navy blue
oh,
clips.
Oh, this is good.
Basketball on the eye. The brim of the hat is navy blue. The
it's
back
literally
of the hat
the
is
Clips.
Vented.
I wanted the Clips hat, the new era cap.
It's so great.
Now I got this.
So, look,
thanks
you
for
and
getting
I,
this for me, bro.
You're welcome. You and I have talked many
I'm
times about
to sleep tonight.
What was the best Clippers giveaway ever? And I'm saying this
I still
Clips
have
hat,
so many of them because I never finished a game or season so mad that I threw Clips gear away.
This
Do you know anyone
this,
who has?
I don't want to talk about that guy. That was before Chris Kowild. That was before
just
Chris Kowild. That was Chris Paul Wild.
Just throw these in the trash. Shirts, jerseys.
Sure. Autographed friends. Jerseys. I threw a friend in the trash. He deserved it. One time after a Clippers loss, I laid down on the train tracks. Laid down on the train tracks after a loss. I don't do that anymore because we don't lose. All right, so here's the deal.
Best
giveaway. Best giveaway. Best giveaway is that is this cap. I think it's one of the best, if not the best.
It's not the best one.
And then arguably 20 years ago, 19 years ago.
Yeah.
Clippers beach chair.
I still have mine. Because I didn't give mine to Pete Giovine and say, hey, you can borrow it. And then it disappeared?
So Delatta doesn't like the hat. Giovine disrespects the chair.
They're both from the Tri-City area.
I know.
Tri-State area.
New Jersey.
So what, he put it in his trunk and then what?
I don't think he ever returned it.
And he didn't return it to you, but then what? It just sat in his, it's still in his car? Still driving the same car?
I don't know. I don't have the beach chair.
Let me be clear about this.
Is it a camping chair or a beach chair?
Oh, it's a camping chair.
Okay. Because there's a difference. It folds up.
It folds up, but yeah. It's a camping chair to me.
Because a beach chair folds up flat like a square.
Yeah, and you wear
and
like
a camping
backpack.
Chair is
but
straight
I use
like
mine,
an umbrella.
But I use mine at the beach, and I use a camping.
That might be the best Clippers giveaway ever.
It might be, but I'll tell you because I still have all of my Clippers giveaways. I've got some others that are good.
Sure.
That is a very good one. Also in the top three, and they did it more than one time because they did it initially, and then they did it on the 25th anniversary of the team. The Clippers beach towel, which I have three of still.
Love the Clippers beach towel.
Also, the Clippers rolling handled
cooler bag. I
and
still have
I
mine.
I still have mine.
I still have mine.
And it's easily big enough for a
top
case
three.
Of beer.
That's top three. That's top
and
three.
And every
easily.
Time, and it doesn't, it leaks water. It's not waterproofed.
Right.
But I use it every time I go camping.
All right, hardcore Clipper Nation.
Really
if you're
good.
Out there, what was your favorite giveaway? Hit me up at LA Clipcast on IG. Hit Hank up at Henry Dittman on IG or at Henry Dittman on X, the artist formerly known as Twitter. What
smell
was your
hat.
Smells like a million bucks.
Oh, man, this
what was your
bad.
Favorite giveaway? And also,
yeah,
before,
tell us.
Before
X us up, Instagram us up.
Before I let you go, Hank, what was, and this is going to be, you're going to have to really rack your brain because we got so darn many of them. And I think I have my answer, so I can go first while you think, which I know takes a little longer for you.
Yeah, I'm pretty dumb.
What was the best Clippers free t-shirt that they ever gave ever? And I think, for me, the simpler the better. If it just is the logo, which very rarely is
gosh,
for some reason. But I'll tell you my favorite Clipper t-shirt giveaway, very simple, and they did it many, many times in the playoffs. Whether it's a black shirt, whether it's a blue shirt, whether it's a red shirt, whether it's a white shirt, and it just says Clipper Nation. I love it. It's my favorite Clipper t-shirt giveaway.
Yeah, I can't go against that. You're wearing my favorite Clippers t-shirt because you got one for yourself as well. It's the Clippers.
They didn't give
Superman
us away.
On
no
it.
Game though.
But my favorite Clippers t-shirt is my Tribe Called Bench t-shirt, which I still have.
Sure, but again, these are not giveaways.
But I don't know the tricky part for me is that they're always like XL.
I know. Oh,
and
I know.
So I get
a triple
them,
XL.
And it's like, mm.
They used to give away free jerseys. That was nice. AM, PM, too much good stuff. Like
I think the, I have a Bledsoe. I
well,
know
it's
I have
not
a
anybody.
Griffin.
It's just.
It was just a two. Was that a
yeah,
number
it was
two?
Just, it was AM, PM, and it was too much good stuff.
Is that what it was?
That's what it was.
And then I get them.
And
like,
they did give us a free Blake Griffin.
I get them and be like,
they did give us a free Blake Griffin jersey.
Sure.
And that's got to be top
five. And it's pretty good.
At least.
It's pretty good.
It is
too.
Pretty good. I still have it. And
it has some stitched elements.
It didn't. I wasn't swimming in it.
No, it's got some stitched
it
elements.
It wasn't like a triple, triple, triple XL.
No, no, it's a good fit.
So, okay, so best Clippers giveaways ever. This Clips hat is definitely top three. The Clippers beach slash camping chair.
All the Chumash hats to me are better than this hat.
Oh, I disagree. I love this hat. I think this is better than Chumash.
Bigger hat size than you.
The thing about the Chumash, I understand you got that straight bill.
I like that.
I know you like it. But I love the trucker cap because it breathes in the summertime.
I know. This is a little snug for me. I'm hoping
B-boy.
It's going to stretch.
Loosen that bad boy up, bro.
Well, I can only
it's
get it
snap
so
back.
Loose.
Unsnap the back,
I've got it all the
Jack.
Way back. I've got it all the way back to two dots.
Bro,
you're not going to put it on one dot.
Put it on none dots. Let that breathe, bro.
It's going to, I'm feeling it stretching. You think it looks good?
I know it looks good.
Oh, I like that.
Signed on for three more seasons. I'm Chris Kowild. Burbank Hank, by the way, still dealing with his agent, whether he'll come back.
You know
season.
What? It's tricky. I want to come back. I want to retire a Clipper. I've been with the team through thick and thin, and now things are good.
So I know,
say, don't Eric Gordon me, Clippers.
So here's the thing. Which
Twice.
By the way, you've done this multiple times, and it took me way too long to realize you were doing it. So I introduce the show. I say, I'm Chris Kowild, and then I just claim whatever uh-huh. is going on in Kawhi's world.
Yeah.
You have claimed whatever is going on in basically PG's world.
Yes.
It took me so long.
You think I was saying nothing?
No, I knew you were saying something, but it took me far too long to realize what you were doing.
Uh-huh.
But I want to talk
I didn't do
about.
It tonight.
No, you did not, because we didn't really introduce ourselves. What I want to talk about is PG was the last one to sign an extension to my you know the last marquee guy to sign an extension to my knowledge.
Okay.
So, Kawhi signs for three more years. That's big, and I think that number is really the sweet spot because 5 years is honestly too much. 4 years is honestly too much. 3 years is great for all sides. I remember when Chris Paul left. Chris Paul wanted to sign a max deal, the biggest contract in NBA history.
And he's never finished an entire season and postseason since.
And Jerry West said no to it.
He literally has consistently blessed him.
He got to the finals. He got and lost, but he got to the finals that 1 year.
Yeah, you're right.
Through us, the son of a gun. But Paul George signed an extension
and very
a couple
gracious,
years
by
back.
The way, when he did his interview after the round with us in the Western Conference Finals.
James Harden is TBD. You know, he's going to be, I believe, a free agent in the summer. And I think, honestly, he's playing for a bag right now. I don't know that he's going to get a bag.
Oh, he'll
but he's playing his mind out.
There's not a world where he wants to leave.
He wants to stay. He wants to get paid, though.
He wants to stay and... And the world where he would have wanted to not have an extension went away 11 games ago, 11 wins ago.
Okay.
Like when we were struggling during that stretch of six games, that if that had continued, then all bets would be off.
Man, he would have been screwed if that continued. His whole career would have been screwed.
Yeah, it would have been the end for him.
Yeah. Instead, turned it around.
But everybody's getting healthy and everybody's looking great. And I think... I like us. I like us being in the top four going. Now, look, Denver's starting to find their footing. Although we're just going to have to see what happens when your star of your team doesn't like basketball that much. Like, the Joker doesn't like basketball
you
that much.
You know what he likes?
It's not his top priority.
Horse.
Yeah.
I like horse.
I think
He was pissed he had to go to the championship parade.
Yeah. I think he'd be perfectly happy to be 18 inches shorter and play soccer. Like,
right.
I just don't think he cares about it. And so, but that said, they are going to get it together. They are the champs. They do have the pedigree.
Oh, yeah.
They do
they're
have the
right
experience.
There. They
do
they're
have
right
the
there.
Altitude. I know I'm always harping about that.
No, but it makes sense.
But
at the Ball Arena, which you know better than most.
Well, yeah, you know the best because that's where you're from. That's where it's your home court.
From Woj. The Clippers extension talks with Paul George are ongoing. An organization continues to want to get both stars lined up on longer term contracts, sources tell such and such. For now, Leonard has agreed on a new deal in a season that he's been healthy and highly productive. So we know that Kawhi just signed for 3 more years. Paul George, there's talks. So we might get a Paul George extension.
Who's, if you had to pick?
Kawhi Leonard.
If you had
Kawhi Leonard.
If you had to pick one, do you pick Paul George or James Harden?
Oh my God, you devil.
I know it's hard because I love Paul George. So
look, here's the deal. We have both of them.
Yeah, so we have them. We're going to have them both. But I'm still giving you a Sophie's choice.
I would choose James Harden. I would choose James Harden because James Harden came in here. And he has led the team. He is the quarterback of this team. Now, Kawhi Leonard is the running back, the strong safety. He's the wide receiver. He's everything but the quarterback. And I think Kawhi Leonard is the MVP of this
receiver.
Team. I think he's the most valuable player of this team.
Kawhi Leonard's a tight end. Paul George is the wide receiver.
I'm telling you, Kawhi Leonard's everything.
Yeah, I know. He's Gronk. Yeah.
Kawhi Leonard is the most important guy, but James Harden is the QB, and we have never
looked better. We don't have to make this choice.
We've never looked better.
So our next game's coming up. We're going to play the Grizzlies on Friday.
On the road.
Day off. Then we play the Timberwolves on Sunday.
Oh, finally on the road.
Day off, and then we play big game, really big game.
Okay, see?
Oklahoma City on Tuesday.
Dude, at home.
At home.
So we play 1 and 2. In 72 hours
it's
or whatever
big.
It is.
It's big for our standards.
Away and home.
But we have a
lot to talk about on next clip.
But let me also be super clear about this.
Mm.
Then we have a stretch of games of nights off.
Great.
We play Wednesday the 10th, really? Day off. We play Friday the 12th, day off. We play Sunday the 14th, day off. We play the 16th. And then unless there's something wrong with my Clippers calendar, we are off until the following Sunday. We have 5 days off.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Four days off.
Yeah, we have 4 days off in
January.
So
we're gonna need. We are gonna leave it all on the court to beat the Thunder.
What's crazy is,
and we
a
can
half
because,
game.
And then the next game after that's the Nets. P.S.
A half game separates Minnesota Timberwolves at 1 from OKC Thunder at 2. A half game. So meanwhile, Denver Nuggets. Big time rooting for the Clippers.
Sure.
Big time rooting for the Clippers to take care of business versus Minnesota, to take care of business versus OKC. And I have this little hot tip from my buddy who is sitting with an OKC Thunder scout tonight.
Ooh.
Who was scouting tonight. Guess who he was scouting for? Nobody on the Clippers.
Nope.
Nobody's available on the Clippers. The OKC Thunder are out there scouting the Toronto Raptors because the Toronto Raptors supposedly are having a fire sale.
Maybe we should try to trade for who's his butt or what's his name?
Oh, Emmanuel Quick to know.
Just Schroeder's the only one I know who must have the worst agent in the NBA.
Denise Schroeder. No, I'm not interested. Pascal Siakam, not available tonight. Who cares? I don't know the name of their Serbian coach. I think it's whatever Serbian, whatever is Serbian for me hate ref, because he really
they
hates
call him
the refs.
Triple N, not Nick Nurse.
Not Nick Nurse.
Why did the Suns do it? Why is it that two?
But the Suns never won.
3 years
Nick Nurse won a chip. Fired. Frank Vogel won a chip.
But
fired.
3 years after making the finals, the only guy that's left is Devin Booker.
Dude, Budenholzer shouldn't have been fired. It's crazy these teams are firing championship coaches. Meanwhile, Eric Spoelstra just signed mega money for over a decade.
Did you see that they did not close his deal for his $120 million salary until the day his divorce became final?
Oh, baby. In Florida, we're not going
to
pay taxes.
So he wouldn't have to split it with his ex.
Oh, dip.
She's a cold,
it's
hot
cold.
Snake.
That's
cold.
He's cold.
We don't know their relationship.
That's cold. That is cold.
That is like looking out for your buddy. That's looking out for your buddy.
Bro.
The day, my understanding from looking on social media, take it with a grain of salt.
So it's got to be true.
But multiple sources was that they gave him the extension the day the divorce became final.
Wow. And I hear his ex-wife is now dating the ex-coach of the Boston Celtics. That guy who likes banging bros. Oh,
easy, in Boston bro. Celtics. Easy, bro. There's kids Abeke listening. Abuka they call him Duka. Triple N, not Nick Nurse.
Oh, he will not nurse it with those ladies.
Easy, easy. There's kids who listen to this in the UK.
He likes to play doctor. He likes to play doctor that's with the better. Ladies.
It's not getting
with
better.
With the ladies.
It's not getting better.
Well, Ty Lue, Western Conference Coach of the Month, and he deserved it. He went 11-2 in December. P.S. January, looking like he could finish with another Coach of the Month because we've only lost one so far. Let's keep it cooking.
This is a big week for us.
Oh, yeah.
This is a very big week for us. So we do
get,
we
get a lot of rest.
We
like
do get to play the Grizzlies. That's good. They're not nothing without Ja Morant.
No, they're nothing. No, they are them. Nothing.
So we're going to play them. We hope that's a big win. And then we go on to face two teams that are above us.
That is massive.
It's big. So we should clipcast after Tuesday night's game, obv.
And we'll be in the building Tuesday night versus OKC.
Faux show on the flow.
Ah! And then, like you said, Wednesday off, Thursday off, Friday off, Saturday off. Sunday at home in the afternoon versus the Brooklyn. What?
Oh, is
Nets.
That home?
Home.
And then 2 days later, Lakers again, but it's at Lakers.
L word, home. The rest of the L words are home. And I'm telling you, to go back to my conspiracy theory, I don't think we intentionally blanked and lost that first one at LA, but I'm telling you, we lost that second one at LA. We didn't care. Our hearts weren't into it. Maybe James Harden took the boys out the night before to the Gentlemen's Club, but I don't know. They all played like dog crap. And I'm telling you, I think they gave it to him. I think they said, LeBron, here, take it. It's on a silver platter at LA. But the next two versus the L word are home, and I like us a lot. And I told you this on text. I'm going to tell Clipper Nation listening right now. If all of a sudden we win it all, and the one caveat is we never beat the L word at LA, I mean, I would even take a series sweep from L word if we win the chip, which I think we will, but I still think we gave it to them. I think at LA, we're going to go blank. I think home versus LA, we're going to go 2-0. We're going to split the season series.
I just can't
we're
going
to win it all.
I just can't wait. Maybe Ernie will design a t-shirt that on one half is the in-season tournament banner for the Lakers, and the other half
is the championship
Larry O'Brien banner.
Larry O'Brien
on the other
NBA
side.
NBA champion banner.
I could just throw that to you, Ernie. Maybe you will help us make this t-shirt when it goes down. It will be the greatest shade t-shirt ever made.
Okay, and then and I'm going to bring the ship
we
into
We both
port.
Won one, guys.
Same year. Go LA. LA hoops forever. So I'm bringing the ship into port. We're bringing the bird in for a landing. I had a thought the other day because I'm so excited for the Dome because it's here. It's 2024. We're in 2024. The Dome is happening in 2024. We've only got like 20-something regular season home games, like 21, 22 regular season home games to suffer through at the hockey shitbox in downtown LA. But I'm here to tell you right now that at that Dome in 2024 in Inglewood, I have this great idea. Say we win it all this year and we hang up our championship banner in the Dome. Say we are the Western Conference champs. Okay? We somehow lose in the finals.
Ooh.
I know. If we are the Western Conference champs or the NBA champs, we hang that banner in the Dome and we hang our two Pacific Division banners in the Dome. And to honor the Lob City guys who got us those Pacific Division banners, because other teams hang division and conference banners, just not the L word. I say we retire Blake Griffin and hang up those Pacific Division banners.
I can get behind that. I just don't think you hang any banner until you hang a championship banner.
Fair enough.
Once you hang the championship banner, you hang the former division and
I just hope,
banners.
Obviously I hope, that we have options moving into our new house. That we have, well, we can hang those old Pacific ones plus this Western Conference champ banner, or, oh, well, let's just hang the championship banner and that's it because it's so special.
No, you wouldn't do that.
Maybe, though. If you get the championship, I think you, yeah, if you win it all,
oh, you hang that and the other banners.
No, I think you just hang that. I'm not saying I would, but I think that's what the Clippers do.
What if you hang it really low right in front of the away bench?
During free throws.
For the hoop.
All right, Hank.
I'm proud of you, buddy.
Well, I'm proud of me, too.
Congratulations on the three-year extension. I'm going to take you on a nice trip.
3-year extension. Probably year three. I'll take you on a nice trip.
Until year three, you want a nice trip?
Well, that way I'll guarantee keep you around for another 3 years.
Oh!
I'm going on a nice trip. I might actually go to see the Clippers at Miami.
Oh, I hope that happens.
Oh, me too. It'll be so fun. February 4th.
You're going to be there doing a job?
Man,
you should go see the Clippers.
I know.
You wouldn't even know they were playing if it wasn't for me.
Oh, yeah. That is absolutely you who did this. So
duh.
I might as well do it. And my plan is to buy a cheap Miami Heat t-shirt. Get on the Jumbotron and then take it off and have the Clippers joy underneath. I know.
That's great.
I'm going to do it. All right, Hank. 3 more years of Chris Kawhi. 3 more years of Kawhi Leonard. Congratulations, Clipper Nation. Congratulations to you, Burbank Hank. I'd like to toot this horn for Kawhi Leonard. 3 more years of the best player on planet Earth. The efficient one, the claw. Toot, toot, toot.
Why not?
Toot, toot, toot.
First 3 years.
Oh, a toot each season. Toot, toot, toot. Alright, you got your stats, please. We should maybe use our cup holders on our doors. Or like...
Okay.
Or like here.
Okay, Mom.
The mic's here. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, God damn it. Biscuits and ham. No, what the
God
heck?
Damn it. Biscuits and ham it.
God damn it.
Landry Shamit eats ham it. Biscuits and ham it.
Landry Shamit.
In a big old hammock.
Landry Shamit, the NBA player who looks most like he's going to lead Indiana Jones into a trap. He's one of my great NBA jokes.
He's really good.
All right, you ready there, Buster?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So here's how.
Honestly,
we're
I haven't had a drink in a week, and that IPA
opened
me.
It opened you up. So here's how we're gonna start the show. Ready? We're both gonna go Extendo Cast because I've already recorded me yelling it in two different tracks. So you and I are gonna yell Extendo Cast, okay? And then we'll do bang, okay? That's all, my only note. Yeah, I guess you don't have to. Jeez.
Extendo Cast!
Oh, stop now. Come on now. Now you're just being fresh.
Oh my gosh. Paul George 38, Kawhi Leonard 38, Zubats 31. These point
you're
totals are
minutes.
Amazing. F*** you, NBA
the
apps.
Minutes.
It doesn't make any sense to put the minutes first. The minutes should be the last. It's the least important stat.
I agree. There's no need to get upset at me. 11 over 500. All right, here we go. All right, 2 games out of first. 1 game ahead of the Jerks. 1.5 ahead of Jerk.
Are the Lakers still 10th?
Who cares? 9th? Who cares? I stink.
Where's Golden State?
The bottom. 12th.
World. They got booed by their own fans tonight.
Oh, you love to see it.
That's what Krasner said on the other thread.
That's crazy.
All right.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
And 1, 2, 3.
ExtendoCast! I really thought about not doing it on time just to be fun, just to be fresh.
Well, okay. Do you want to do it again?
Yeah, no? Let's do it.
All right.
Extendo Cat! I can't help but do it together.
God. You stopped.
I know,
so
because I know. Here we go.
3, 2. You didn't do it.
Extendo Cast!
All right, here we go.
Love in LA. great blue.